14th Sunday in Year B. A reading from the prophet Ezekiel. As he said these words, the Spirit came into me and put me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. He said, Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites, to the rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have been in revolt against me up to the present day, because their descendants are stubborn and obstinate. I am sending you to them to say, Thus says the Lord God. Whether they listen or not, since they are a house of rebels, they will know there is a prophet among them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. To you have I lifted up my eyes, you who dwell in the heavens. Behold, like the eyes of slaves on the hand of their lords, our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. Like the eyes of a servant on the hand of her mistress, so our eyes are on the Lord our God, till he show us his mercy. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. We are filled with contempt. Indeed, all too full is our soul with the scorn of the arrogant, the disdain of the proud. Our eyes are fixed on the Lord, pleading for his mercy. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. I will not boast, even because of the exceptional greatness of the revelations. Therefore, so that I should not get above myself, I was given a thorn in the flesh, a messenger from Satan, to torment me, so that I should not get above myself. About this, three times I pleaded with the Lord that it might leave me. But he answered me, My grace is enough for you, for power is at the full in weakness. So I am happy to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, constraints, persecutions, and distress for Christ's sake. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He sent me to bring good news to the poor. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Leaving that district, Jesus went to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. With the coming of the Sabbath, he began teaching in the synagogue, and many were astonished when they heard him. They said, Where did the man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him, and such works of power as are worked by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Jude and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, A prophet is without honor only in his own country, among his own kinsfolk, and in his own house. And he could do no work of power there, except that he cured a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.